Everybody knew him as Big Manchester Pete, and it was fairly obvious he'd been a late weaner from his mama's teat, due to him standing tall as a barroom door and weighing in lean as a leopard at 100 kilos or more. They all used to meet at the Sulphur Stench Cafe, where the breakfast, Big Pete, he'd settle down a couple of stogies, swallowing the smoke as he ate his mixed grill of meat. There wasn't anything pretty or petite about the big fella in the red window seat. His head resembled a chub safe, and the frightening thing on the front of it was perfect for a trick or treat. Born into the multi-let melting pot of Manchester's Moss Side, he ran with a couple of scuttler gangs passing parcels for the Brigante tribe. He served a little stir alongside Mad Frankie the Razor at the Strangeways Hotel. It was there he realised he definitely wasn't the right shape or size to fit a prison cell. Then he began running the numbers for the Gucci gang on the Parkside, skimming the tote and the take to pay for the ponies and his addiction to the liquid slake. He became a hired gun, picking up a few facial scars whilst repossessing people and their second-hand cars. He finished up back living with his mum in a Salford slum. He was broken, beaten. He sat smoking skunk weed mixed with a little drum. The last thing we heard of Big Manchester Pete was he'd taken a swallow dive under the 1038 Liverpool to Lime Street.